month ago, I was in the central region to commission 146 water systems as part of the Sustainable Rural Water and Sanitation Project, which was started by my government in 2017 upon my assumption of office. Today, I'm happy this afternoon to be in Nalerigu, capital of the Northeast region, and the historic capital of the great ancient Mapungubwe kingdom, founded by the legendary Nagbewa, to commission the Nalerigu water supply system, also constructed under the Sustainable Rural Water and Sanitation Project. The Sanitation Rural Water and Sanitation Project has been implemented in 11 out of the 16 regions of the country and has been financed by a $47.5 million credit facility from the World Bank, for which Ghana remains grateful. The other beneficiary regions are Ahafo, Bono, Bono East, Central, Western, Western North, Northern, Savannah, Upper West, and Upper East regions. The project components include the construction of piped water supply systems, support for household latrine construction, health and hygiene education, and environmental and social safeguards. In the Northeast and Northern regions, 106,842 people are benefiting from the project, whose implementation covers four municipal and district assemblies, namely West Mamprusi, East Mamprusi, and Cheroponi in the Northeast region, and Saboba in the Northern region. The number of beneficiary communities are 9, and these are Nalerigu, Walewale, Wungu, Bimsi, Gambaga, Nanori, Cheroponi, and Saboba. It is instructive to note that out of the total amount of 26,848,075 CDs spent on the water project in the Northeast region, the cost of the Nalerigu water system was 4,932,085 CDs. As co-chair of the group of eminent advocates for the 2030 Sustainable Development Goals, I'm glad that the completion of this project will go towards the realization of SDG number 6, which demands that we ensure availability and sustainable management of water and sanitation for all. One way to help improve the longevity of the treatment plan is for all of us collectively to protect our water bodies by stopping activities such as galamsey, sand winning, and farming along river banks, all of which lead to their pollution. This would help guarantee improved water supply in terms of quality, quantity, and reliability to the people of Nalerigu and surrounding communities. Waterborne diseases such as guinea worm, cholera, and dysentery would also be eliminated. I'm hopeful that this water supply system would also go a long way to enhance our collective efforts at protecting ourselves from the COVID-19 pandemic. I encourage all of you to adhere to the COVID-19 protocols by washing your hands often with soap under running water for at least 20 seconds, observing social distancing, avoiding shaking hands, covering your nose and mouth when you cough and sneeze, and wearing a mask whenever you leave your homes. And I'm happy to note that the Northeast region has been spared and continues to be spared this virus. Long may it continue. Government would not relent in its efforts to increase access to water for all, a manifesto commitment which remains a key priority. Together, Let us all protect and help maintain the water infrastructure, which has come at such significant expense to the taxpayer. I said, I am Minister for Local Government. Mustafa Hamid, I'm a friend of Red. Mustafa Hamid, I'm Minister for Inner City and Dongo Development. Waye Ejuma Sonko, Ewo Zongo, and the inner cities were Ghana, ha, Amame, I'm a Ghana for. Ti wonu nyina nti na mse mabaa se me ba ba damase na be bio mada na yiri ase o se four more for nanano o jina chi pinti e ti moso so so no o yakopo emma e kwamra na 7 december embe to ye ni en to aba no ni en piase emma osoro no e de me ni yakopo e de e jinu nyira me damase papa papa. May God bless us all in our homeland, Ghana, and make her great and strong. I thank you for your attention.